It's Thursday of the fourth week of Lent. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Today the Roman station is Santi Silvestre Martino ai Monti. Among the famous titular cardinals of this church were St. Charles Borromeo, Ildefonso Schuster, who we hear a lot from, and Giovanni Battista Enrico Antonio Maria Montini, who became Pope Paul VI. This church is in the Suburra area between the Forum and the long slope up the Esquiline Hill. In ancient times, its inhabitants were mainly the poor. The present church was built on land given by one Equitius early in the 4th century. There are excavations below the present-day building. This is where the first public refutation of Arianism, along with some healthy book burning, took place in a meeting of Orthodox Catholic theologians before the Council of Nicaea in 324. And this is where the results of the Council of Nicaea were reported in the presence of the Emperor Constantine. In the Vetus Ordo, in Holy Mass today, we begin with the word Laetatur, which is an echo of last Sunday's Mass for Laetare Sunday. Laetatur cor querentium Dominum, let the heart of those seeking God rejoice. In the readings, there are miracles of resurrection. The first has Eliseus raising the son of the Sunanite woman. And in the Gospel, we hear how the Lord raised the young man in Naim. Let's hear some comments from Pius Parsh in his wonderful The Church's Year of Grace. Now come two Masses built around the theme of bodily and spiritual resurrection, today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's is the older. It is pointed toward the catechumens. Today's is more recent. It is modeled on the earlier and directs its message primarily towards penitents. Both catechumens and penitents must be awakened by Christ from spiritual death, while we, the faithful, throughout the whole of Lent, should become constantly more alive in God through the Holy Eucharist. I'll step out of Pius Parsh for just a moment. We often categorize the sacraments in two categories, the sacraments of the living and the sacraments of the dead. The sacraments of the dead, of course, are baptism and penance, because the people who receive them are dead in their souls because of mortal sin. And so we have here two Masses, one aimed at catechumens going for baptism, and one aimed at penitents looking for his reconciliation. And now back to Pius Parsh talking about the Mass texts. A penitential Mass, the lovely harmony between the Epistle and the Gospel, two resurrection miracles, strikes one immediately. In both accounts, three persons are active: a widowed mother overwhelmed by grief, a dead youth raised to life, and a miracle worker. Note one striking difference. The prophet restores life to the youth only after long effort. Exercising his sovereign power, Jesus obtains the same result by a single word. He is Lord of death and of life. In a few days, he will seal his victory by his own resurrection. These instances of bodily revival after physical death are symbols of the sinner who will rise spiritually at Easter. Joyous strains of Easter can therefore be heard in the background. The Mass begins with the word Laetatur, rejoice. Possibly Laetare Sunday is the reason for this. In any case, the liturgy aims at awakening a spirit of joy among the penitents, because the dead who seek the Lord will rise again. And a little further on in his commentary on this day, Pius Parsh writes, Christ approaches me personally. He takes me by the hand and says, Young man, arise. The spiritual resurrection he effects covers my whole life, from baptism to the resurrection of the body. Christ touches all the powers of soul and body. He gives me a new spirit, a new heart, new light for my eyes, new hearing. If I repent, it is his work. If I grow in grace, it likewise is his work. Lent and Easter are one great miracle of raising the dead to life. Young man, arise. That was Pius Parsh. But I will conclude. Go to confession.